Hello?
Hello, my name is Adelia Barato. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Would you like to continue in English?
How long is this survey?
It won't take long. Just real quick. Are you registered to vote in this address in Texas?
Yes.
When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democratic, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democratic.
There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take the on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote?
No, I'll vote in the primary.
All right. Now I would just like for you to tell me which one of these persons would you consider favorable or unfavorable. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Aaron, favorable, unfavorable?
Aaron? Is there a first name with that?
Yeah, Aaron.
That's the first name?
Yes. Second name is
What's
Zener.
The last name?
Zener or Zuma?
Oh, Aaron Zener. You know, I don't know enough about her, so do you have an option? Is not sure.
All right. What about Vito Arorki?
Oh, Beto O'Rourke.
Yes.
favorable.
All right. Ruben Becerra.
Ruben Becerra.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the one that was in, there was some, you know what, I don't know yet. I've got to research that one because I think he was in trouble.
So unfavorable?
No opinion yet.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Roland Gutierrez?
Roland Gutierrez. What's he running for?
I am not sure.
Well, then let's put not sure on there.
All right. What about Greg Kassar?
Greg Kassar. All of these, you're going to have to tell me what they're running for. If you can't tell me that, then it's going to be, no comment. No.
Yes, ma'am. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I don't know. I have to research all that.
All right. You don't know. Okay, so Chivo, you know Chivo Pastrano, right?
No. Again, if you can't tell me what they're running for, I'm kind of going to have to take that. I'm not sure.
All right, next. Rate how important a candidate position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for a state representative. So you will use 1 to 5 scale with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. For example, the first one will be fight against Texas, new law, allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
5.
Climate change and protecting the environment.
2.
Restoring abortion rights.
5.
Extending Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off of local property taxes?
I'm going to say a 3 on that.
Vouchers stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayers dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
And you said stop?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that that's 5?
Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Gun law restricting the sale of assault weapons.
3.
Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
3.
When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures? One whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support from some of Texas' restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives? Or you don't know?
1.
Yes, ma'am. Next, here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate, record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate. Probably vote against that candidate or will not make a difference to you. While the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have strong, deep roots here. What would be your...
My first option was what? And what's the second option?
It's as if you against it or not against it.
Okay, not against it. Doesn't matter to me as long as they're... So long as they represent my wishes, what I would like them to be.
All right. The candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials reflecting criticisms they are not in touch with Hayes County.
Again, I'm going to say not that critical to me, no.
All right. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Oh, 1 for sure. Definitely consider that.
As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that rape was the girl's fault.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, definitely. The first one. I would not want someone like that serving.
The candidate, working as an attorney, tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her.
I would consider that a definite, would not want that person in our government.
All right. Lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Aaron Senior. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Negative.
I don't know enough about her yet.
All right, nothing about Erin. Don't know Erin.
Well, I've seen her ads and what have you, but I like to research it a little further.
As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background, the environment representative, Erin leads to a fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space. Very positive or somewhat?
Well, I guess that would be a positive thing, somewhat positive.
Okay. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Aaron Singer or Chevo Pastrano?
Again, I need to research both of those individuals before I make that decision.
Could you please tell me if you're aged between 18 to 39 or 40 to 54?
Go higher.
Or 55 to 64?
There you go.
Right. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic, Latino heritage?
Yes.
Yes. What was the last grade you completed in school?
Some college.
How long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more?
11 to 20 years.
All right, ma'am. We are done here. Thank you
okay.
for your time. And any questions, you can call us back. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You
bye-bye.
Good night. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I feel stupid. Copy me. No, just copy. Hello? Yeah.
I just messaged to you on Skype. Can you just go ahead and check before you start taking more calls, please?
Okay.
Because it seems that you had documented the cases wrong. Remember that we were talking about the dispositioning calls? And we have selected specific options for some of them. So if you can just go to your Skype right now, I have sent to you a private message. Can you open that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know once you're there, okay?
I am. The thing on green?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, right below of that, I have added to you an explanation of any single of status that we have, like an explanation about how to use it. So please remember that if you have a survey complete,
yeah.
You select the option survey complete.
Okay,
you
so look.
Document, just call as an answering machine, because that's not the right way to do it, okay?
But after the survey is complete, it just goes to the picture and it just don't, I don't got nowhere else to click. Like the picture that I sent you. So,
yeah, but remember that you are hanging up the call. So when you are hanging up the call, you are going to the ring screen.
Yeah.
You see the options completed. If you go to your Skype, I have sent to you an screenshot as well, so you can see all of the stats.